Larry Richard with Paul Rasmussen on this Tuesday morning, 6 weeks to the election. A lot going on. We'll cover that. Some of the people who were there at Indiana University of Pennsylvania. And we'll also be joined by Dr. Jerry Schuster, who's an expert in presidential rhetoric, who's a Katanning native. And just blocks from where he lives, Donald Trump showed up, the little grocery store there. And he'll join us right after the news at 9. And right now, you've heard a lot about our new airport, $1.6 billion, give or take a few million. And joining us from the Pittsburgh Business Times is reporter Paul Goff, who you can see if you're on our stream at kdkradio.com. Paul, good morning. I see you're in your vehicle ready to roll.
I am, and I thank you for the heads up on the Parkway West and Roslyn Farms, because I'm going to have to go a different way.
You'll have to circumnavigate. So I was surprised you wrote about Pittsburgh International Airport and J.D. Power's ranking. I'm just curious why they would rank us when we're in the midst of this, you know, really 3 decades change in the airport anyway. So first of all, who is J.D. Power?
J.D. Power is a ranking service. You might know them from their auto rankings or healthcare or a lot of other kind of service-based providers, airlines, and in this case, airports.
Yeah, when you hear J.D. Power says, you know, that you do hear it related mostly to the automotive industry. They use it in their marketing. If their rankings are high and if they're low, they don't mention it, of course. So what about Pittsburgh International Airport? At this point, it's in transition. So why do they care?
I think it's, well, it's just an annual ranking. And some years, Pittsburgh International Airport's done very well. Top second out of 15 of mid-size airports. Last year, it fell in the rankings. And then this year, it was I believe number 14 out of 15 mid-size airports, a range of the top being Indianapolis and the bottom being Cleveland.
And we're just ahead of Cleveland, correct? In this case. And it seems like next year, obviously, all of the things that they talk about that are important to passengers will be addressed. And that was the whole impetus on creating this new airport. Again, $1.6 billion is a significant investment into taking Pittsburgh's airport to another level, right?
Yeah, and I think maybe this year's rankings ought to have an asterisk with it because of that. You've got a lot of things going on that would make Pittsburgh International Airport lower on passengers' minds this year. If you've been lately, they're doing work to the center core. It's clear that they are in construction. When you drive to the airport, sometimes there are different detours because construction vehicles on the new airside terminal or landside terminal. And then the other thing is also that it's just they've had a lot of challenges as TSA has in a lot of airports with lines. So at the security checkpoints. And I think, that's a double-edged sword, right? More lines, longer lines, which they've tried to deal with whatever limited resources they have at the TSA. But at the same token, it's good news because there are more flights going out of Pittsburgh now than there ever were, well, in the last 15 years or so.
You know, Paul, I would imagine the competition for these ratings is going to get more and more intense as we go down the road. So there's so many new airports, Portland, Oregon, New Orleans, Kansas City just come to mind right off the bat.
Yeah, I was just in, you know, I lived for a long time in New York and I was surprised when I flew out a couple months ago, flew out of here to LaGuardia and back from JFK. And, you know, those airports they've stepped up in a major way as well. And those always were never the highest ranking. I think Pittsburgh will rise in the rankings, though, because it's going to be a new terminal. I've been in it during the construction, and it looks really awesome. There's going to be different and better parking with a parking garage. The center core stuff right by the food court and everything, that'll have changed. it'll be a much better experience now than before. And remember also that Pittsburgh International Airport, it doesn't seem like 1992 is that long ago when it opened. I mean, I have three kids that tell me that's actually a very, very long time ago. So it was built for US Air. It was built for an airline that doesn't exist anymore, didn't use it after the first 8 years or so in the way that it was intended. Baggage is a mess. I mean, I think that the Pittsburgh International and the Allegheny County Airport Authority people are doing an amazing job. I'm saying this as a passenger, not as a journalist, trying to do the best that they can to keep it running. I mean, I can't even imagine what the tram or the baggage claim in the baggage system, how much that costs and how often it might, you know, how what it takes to keep it running in operation.
Yeah, there won't be a tram anymore. You'll be able to really pull right up, and you won't have to take the train, which takes away. This tram stops at gates A, B, and C, and D. which was right. Kind of a wink to everybody, because it only went to one spot anyway, right? Not like in Atlanta where they actually stop at A, B, C, and D. We don't know exactly when the new airport will open or the grand opening. We know it's expected maybe summer, late summer next year, right, Paul?
Yeah, they've been vague about that, other than to say in 2025. And I can understand that too. With any construction project, I mean, this is a $1.6 billion. It'll probably end up being more than that when all is said and done. You know, I've had work on my house that doesn't take any, you know, it's not the same. The estimate never ends up being the reality. And if you can multiply that by something as large as a terminal project and all the coordination that needs to be done, I think, you know, it's amazing that it started in 2021 and it's here now, especially given, you know, all the challenges of supply chain, all the challenges of workforce, the fact that they had to run an airport. You couldn't just close down the airport and say, okay, well, see you guys in 2025.
All right. Well, what are you working on next, Paul? Super secret Pittsburgh Business Times.
Well, I just when I was listening, you know, former President Trump talked about U.S. Steel, and I hadn't heard that because I was sort of on a news blackout in the last 8 or 9 hours. So that piqued my interest, and there's a couple other things going on as well. Got a touring another construction project that I'll be writing about in the next couple of days.
Well, appreciate your time this morning. Read all about it in the Pittsburgh Business Times. Paul Gough, thank you.
Thanks, Larry and Paul. Thanks.